Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by. Welcome to the REN's 2010 9-month results conference call. During today's presentation, all parties will be in a listen-only mode. Following the presentation, the conference will be open for questions. If you have a question, please press the star followed by the 1 on your touch-tone phone. If you would like to withdraw your question, please press the star followed by the 2. And if you are using speaker equipment, please lift the handset before making your selection. This conference is being recorded today, Thursday, November 4th, 2010. I would now like to turn the conference over to Anna Fernandez. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Hi, everyone. Good afternoon. Welcome to REN's 9-month 2010 results conference call. I'm joined by Rui Cartaxo, the CEO, and João Palma, the CFO. We will make the opening remarks, and then we'll open for questions. Okay?
Good afternoon. I won't spend much time, given that I guess that the most interesting part is the Q&A. Just making a brief summary of the main messages. So the figures for the first 9 months were really in line with our own expectations at management of REN. We knew that net income was close to this figure, we decided to reinforce our provision for the issue of the 2005 Galp dividend, and we intend to stay unless there are new developments of this situation. We intend to leave it at this until the end of the year. So we have right now a 12.5 provision in our balance sheet. We made a reinforcement in the third quarter of 6.25. we had another extraordinary non-recurrent, well, recurrent from now on, but unfavorable development with the corporate tax change, which in fact amounted to a negative effect of almost 9 million euros, given that we have in our balance sheet the deferred tax, the tax shield, not the tax shield, the deferred tax, which had to be increased, given that we are now from the middle of this year, we are now using correctly revenues as they arise, as they are due, and not as they are paid. And so given that tax is only paid when the effective amount of the revenue is received, it will happen later on, and we have to account for the deferred tax. And now with this change of the tax rate, we had to, besides the effect on the ongoing tax paid, we had to account for the increase on this deferred amount. And that's why the overall amount is 8.5 million euros. And these two effects fully explain why our net income is decreasing. And I think that for you, it was not a surprise as well. On the operational side of our activity, we have an increase of 14.1. In spite of the fact that we have a very negative effect of the hydroland remuneration, which is worse by, again, about 8 million euros versus the previous year. So we are actually paying, which is rather absurd, about a million euros from the beginning of the year for these assets. So this is, as you know, a situation that will be reversed from January next year. But even with this unfavorable development, we are presenting a 14.1 EBITDA growth, which is also in line with our expectation. On the CapEx figures, let me just reinforce what we have written in the note that we placed yesterday in the site of the market authority. We are fully confident that we will recover the delays incurred in the beginning of the year up to the December. But the figure will stay below the figure of 2009 for the simple fact that 2009 was actually a peak year in this respect. Also, in what respect, in what concerns the entrance of these assets into operation, there are some delays, but that will be, we expect, fully recovered towards the end of the year. So the overall figure in the entrance into operation of assets will be fully in line with our budget. And finally, we have the evolution of the net debt figures, which is a slight increase. And which, given that there was no big payouts, neither dividends nor tax during the quarter, the evolution during the quarter was very, very small. The average cost of debt was kept in the figure that was retained for the whole year of 2009. We stay below 4% in average figures. Let me see if there is anything else worth being referred. No, I think that I covered the main topics. So we'll be glad to try and answer to any questions that you have.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you have a question, please press the star followed by the one at this time. If you'd like to withdraw your question, press the star followed by the two. And if you are using speaker equipment, please lift the handset before making your selection. Once again, if you have a question at this time, please press the star followed by the one. One moment. And our first question is from the line of Manuel Losa with Citi. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Manuel Losa calling from Citi. I have three questions, if I may. The first one is as regards to your tax rate. I'm aware that the Portuguese corporate tax rate has increased, but according to my estimates, your tax rate is 36%. So I would like if you can give me more detail on why this figure. Second one is as regards to your liquidity. To be more specific, could you tell me how many months of investments in does your liquidity covers? And the third one will be as regards to your financial cost, if you can give us some guidance of how do you see your financial cost in the 4Q and for 2011. Thanks.
Okay. Concerning the first question, tax rate, as I tried to explain, but maybe I was not sufficiently clear, the apparent effect is amplified by the fact that we have some deferred taxes, and the increase of these deferred taxes make for the explanation of why this aggravation of the tax cost in the first 9 months is bigger than otherwise would be the case. So besides the effect of the increase of 26.5 to 29% on the ongoing tax over the 9 months of income, we also have the effect on the amount of deferred tax that is in our balance sheet. And why do we have now a deferred tax on our balance sheet? Because we are now accounting revenues since a couple of months, as was explained in due time. We are now accounting for revenues as they are originated and not as the money is received. So this means that, for instance, to calculate the revenues coming from, for instance, power assets during 2010, what we account as revenue is what is due to REN, irrespective of whether it is fully collected in the tariffs. The amount that is not collected in the tariffs is only to be received as tariff deviation later. But we, as we account for the revenue fully in the year it is originated, we also account for the tax in the year that it is originated, irrespective of the fact that tax is only going to be paid when we actually receive the money of those tariff deviations. And that's the reason why the effect of this aggravation of the tax rate is higher than otherwise. On liquidity, we for 2 years now, we are keeping an internal rule of having liquidity for the coming 12 months on a rolling basis. And so we have roughly the next 12 months of activity, including what we plan to invest in these 12 months, covered by the funding lines that we are either using or we have in standby to be used if necessary. Finally, you had a question on the financial cost. I'm not sure I fully understood what you were asking, but if you are asking what is our perspective as to the evolution of these financial costs, we are, of course, anticipating a slight aggravation of our average financial cost, but this aggravation will be, we expect it to be slight because we have a large portion of our debt under fixed rates. We have made an extensive coverage of unfavorable developments of money interest rates. So we don't expect a strong effect of the current difficulties in our costs, although a slight increase is expected.
Okay. Thanks.
I expect to have an answer to your doubts.
Yeah, it's all.
Ladies and gentlemen, if there are any additional questions, please press the star followed by the one at this time. And as a reminder, if you are using speaker equipment, please lift the handset before making your selection. And the next question is from the line of Fernando Garcia with Espirito Santo Investment. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. I have one question on the Amorim litigation. I think that I understood that you are not going to provision any further amount in 2010 accounts. And second, if you could explain what is the process of this litigation of this. Thank you very much.
Pardon? Could you repeat the last part?
Yes, if you could explain what is the process. I think that you have appeal before the courts. You could explain how this is developing.
Okay. So, as you know, Amorim got a favorable decision on the Paris Arbitrage Court, which condemned REN to the payment of 50% of the amount that was claimed. And so it was more or less a Solomonic arbitrage decision that gave 50% of the reason to each of the parts. However, REN decided, after consulting extensively our lawyers, that we would place a process of annulment of this decision in French courts. So what is now happening is that we have placed let me see if I find the right word. We have placed an annulment, an annulation request in the French Court of Justice to make null the decision of the arbitrage cost, given, among other, the main reason being that it was an issue that had been judged without appeal in Portugal. So what is now expected is that this process will take several months. We hope to have a clear view of how it will develop during the coming months, but at any rate not this year. And up to that moment, we will keep the degree of provision that we have decided with our auditors, which is 50% given the prudential evaluation of the likelihood of different results on this litigation. So that's what explains the fact that we will stay with the amount that we have already provisioned. So we are not going to make, unless anything new arises, any reinforcement up to the end of the year. That's all concerning this question. Any further questions?
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if there are any additional questions, please press the star followed by the one at this time. And I'm showing that there are no further questions. Please continue.
If there are no further questions, you know, we always welcome your other questions by email or by phone. I hope to see you all on our Investors Day next week. Thank you and see you then. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes the RENS 2010 9-month results conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.